Berta Rojas performing new music by Sergio Assad titled Anido's Portrait. That was written in memory of the great Argentine guitarist Maria Luisa Anido. And before that, we heard an interview with Berta Rojas recorded in May 2022. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is a Paraguayan folk song titled Mamá Che Mosé. It's performed by the duo of Berta Rojas and Carlos Barbosa Lima. Berta Rojas and Carlos Barbosa Lima performing the traditional Paraguayan folk song Mamá Che Mosé. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We'll continue with one of the most loved pieces by Brazilian composer Egberto Gismonti, titled Água e Vinho. Berta Rojas is the guitarist with the National Symphony Orchestra of Paraguay, conducted by Popi Spatoco. Thank you. Agua y Vino by Egberto Gismonti, performed by Paraguayan guitarist Berta Rojas and the National Symphony Orchestra of Paraguay, conducted by Popi Spatoco. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Next, we'll hear Berta Rojas performing music by Paraguayan jazz composer Juan Manuel Acevedo. This is his piece titled La Jornada. Thank you. Berta Rojas performing La Jornada by Juan Manuel Acevedo. Berta Rojas has also recorded music by Brazilian guitarist composer Baden Powell and spoke about that recording.
Well, I started this idea of traveling musically to different places in Latin America, and now it was clear the option of traveling musically to Brazil, which is a neighboring country of Paraguay. The music of Brazil is very much present in Paraguay for the common border, and we wanted to pay tribute to a figure that is so essential to Brazilian guitar, such as Baden Powell, that I commissioned this arrangement to Sebastián Enríquez, who is a wonderful musician from Argentina, and we asked him to put together sort of a medley with some degree of composition in it. So he wrote this beautiful arrangement, and we call it, of course, Homenaje a Baden Powell.
Thank you.
Berta Rojas performing a medley of music by Baden Powell, arranged by Sebastian Enriquez. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Berta Rojas and Carlos Barbosa Lima performing Tico Tico No Fuba by Abreu. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the duo of Berta Rojas and Carlos Barbosa Lima in Tico Tico No Fuba by Abreu. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive. Yeah.
My name is